ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
If you're getting ready for another work day, take a minute to calculate how many meetings you have in your diary today. All of those, how many do you think will actually be productive? In October last year, tech company Atlassian acquired video communications software Compant Loom. Since then, new data shows Atlassian has saved 3.75 million minutes by completely scrapping unnecessary meetings. Dominic Price is obsessed with making teams more productive and holds the title of Resident Work Futurist with Atlassian, which is a very good title. Dominic, welcome.
Thank you very much. It's the best title in the world, I think.
Resident Work Futurist. I don't know. Why do people get all these good jobs? How does Atlassian work out which meetings are actually worth having?
I think it's worth being clear up front. This isn't a science. It's a bit of an art. We're experimenting right now because we saw that meetings were a blocker to productivity, but people were still calling them. I think it's a human habit. And so what we said to people was, you know, if you look, we're in April now, we can't have a spring clean. Spring's too far away. So let's have an autumn clean. Let's just ask, what are these for? Why are we having them? Who's there? Are they the right people? Do we have the right focus? And simply by asking those questions, we started to challenge which meetings we were having, and some of them went away altogether. But the ones we kept became more effective. So it's not just about killing meetings. That's easy. Just delete your calendar. It's about saying, how do I have meetings that are effective? Because we're still very passionate about teamwork and bringing people together to solve really complex problems, which I think every one of your listeners is trying to do.
That's right. Of course, people need to come together. It would be absurd to not have that. Okay, so you say you found that they were a blocker to productivity. How did you find that? What did you find?
I think especially after the pandemic, meetings became this default reaction. For people working remotely or in distributed teams, let's have a meeting. We need to discuss something. Let's have a meeting. And everything defaults to a half-hour meeting. So if I want to have a five-minute conversation with someone, I book a half-hour meeting, and then we fill that half an hour, right? So no work happens for 25 minutes of that half an hour. But also I think people are sometimes overly structured in meetings, or they're too laissez-faire, and there's no structure at all. And so we were finding that, you know, when we looked at the calendars of our people, they were kind of full 9 to 5, and they were having to get the work done outside, right? And same for people outside Atlassian. They were doing the work outside of their calendar time, right? So that just didn't seem fair. So we started to look at how do we balance that. And one of our ideas was having deep work time, having focus time, so our people can actually get their tasks done, can actually get their work done and have meetings. It's not or, it's do both, but making sure they've got that deep work time, 3 to 4 hours a day, just to get their work done so that when they do meet, they can be really present and really effective.
And the meetings that have been cancelled, what did they appear to be about?
There's a mixture of stuff. Now, we've all got, I'm sure every one of your listeners has in their calendar today or the rest of this week, a recurring meeting that once existed just because it once existed. And they probably sit there for an hour wondering why, but not quite having the confidence to say, hey, why do we have this meeting? What's it for? What's the purpose? And so there's a whole lot of recurring duplicate meetings. There's a whole lot of meetings where we actually just had too many people, right? There was a legacy there. We wanted to remove some of the people to get them more focused. So my team, I can talk about my example. I run a global team, and we used to try and juggle every time the time zones changed, try to juggle that one half hour in the week when we could all be awake and online, which normally meant someone was asleep and someone was just waking up. We turned that into a Loom where we record it on a Monday. I recorded mine Monday afternoon, and we send those asynchronous. So we've cancelled the half hour meeting, but we're still giving each other a high fidelity video update of what's happening in our week last week, what's happening this week, what we want to be focusing on, how we can better work together. We're still sharing that, but we're not all having to wake up at strange hours of the day to do it. So you can almost have a meeting without physically being in a meeting.
Okay, so Atlassian's co-founder has said managers need to stop obsessing over where people work and start focusing on how they work. Do you think there's currently too much of an obsession about where we're working as we're having this working from home discussion?
Yeah, I mean, I do like to disagree with our co-founders occasionally, and I'll be brave on this point. I actually think it's leaders. I think the senior leaders who are obsessed that there's some kind of weird correlation between where you work and what happens. And that's just simply not true. Both our research shows that and science shows that. So I understand why. We most of us grew up in an office, right? I certainly did. I started working in the year 2000, and my very first day I went to a physical office. And for 20 years, that was my norm. And I think a lot of leaders have got used to that norm of physically being together, that proximity bias. But I think how we work right now is infinitely more important, and I think it's more valuable. Right? If meetings are the blocker to productivity, you know, we're regularly talking about the Productivity Commission in the Australian press, how we as a society can be more productive. Maybe getting rid of something that's not valuable is more important. And I think that fetish, right, for where we work is a problem. We need to look at how humans work together and how we work in teams. And when we do that, we can honestly achieve anything.
How do you track performance metrics and outcomes with teams that are, well, everywhere?
Yeah, I love that. So we track it at both a team level and organization level. The number one most important thing for performance for us is having strong goals, right? And what you find is, if it kind of makes logical sense, if a team doesn't have a goal, they can be very busy, certainly have lots of meetings, but they're not going anywhere. So alignment to goals is really important for us. And then healthy teams is the second thing we look at. So how can we set a team up to be healthy, to be effective, to have a shared understanding, to have good ways of working, to have access to the right tools and the right people? And when you have a good goal and good ways of working, performance happens. What tends to happen in most companies is they start shouting about performance, which actually just degrades performance. So we track that at both a team and an organizational level.
There's a great text that's just come in that says, I need to have a way of marking time as deep work in my calendar. Why is that not an option? I agree. I have to hide away and to try and do like the deeper thinking, because there are lots of other distractions, right?
Oh, 100%. I mean, one of the games we play with our teams is, because our teams are distributed all over the world, we say, try and pick 4 hours of the day when you can all be online. Because you might want to do some work synchronously. You might want to physically meet or virtually meet, and then have 4 hours when you do deep work, but you pick when those 4 hours are. So for me, I've got two young twins at home. There's certain times of the day where they're really quiet and I can get work done, and other times when they want my attention. So I pick my deep work, but without that, I'm not a good employee. Right. Without that, I'm very distracted. I arrive in a meeting, I've not read the notes from the last meeting, I'm not present. So I literally book out focus time as a meeting in my calendar, and you have to have a good reason to book over that. So, you know, I'm fortunate that that's beholden on me to book that, but I completely agree with that text. We need to focus time.
That's a really good point. Dominic, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for your time.
Dominic Price is the work futurist with Atlassian.
Think bigger about the world we live in. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.